This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
The state drug lab scandal is being played out in a special session in Suffolk Superior Court.
Today was one of the first sessions in which cases were heard involving former state chemist Annie Dukin, who's charged with manipulating drug tests. Those charged appeared by teleconference from the Norfolk State Prison.
WBUR's Deborah Becker was in the courtroom today. Hi there, Deb.
Hello, Meghna.
So I understand that the court proceedings are still going on, but so far 10 convicts could be released. What happened?
Well, Suffolk Superior Court Judge Christine McAvoy is reviewing 27 cases, Meghna, in today's special session. And these cases are of inmates incarcerated at MCI Norfolk. And about half of them that she heard, she agreed to stay their sentences. Most of them were released either on $500 bail, which seemed to be the most popular amount, some higher, but most $500 bail, some on their own recognizance if their sentences were almost done anyway. And in most of the cases where she did release an inmate, she imposed conditions such as wearing a GPS monitoring device and adhering to a curfew, typically between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
And as we said a little earlier, these cases are being heard via teleconference?
That's right. It's very surreal. And this was sort of negotiated between defense attorneys and the district attorneys as to how they were going to transport all of those cases of those incarcerated to the court. To be able to do this. The courtroom, I can describe it for you, in Suffolk Superior Court, it's on the 8th floor. It's full of public defenders, private defense attorneys, lots of folks from the DA's office, lots of spectators, because it's really historic to watch how this state is going to deal with this massive, massive mistake. And off to one large, off to one side of the courtroom is a very large television screen. And inmates are called, and it's one after another after another. And they appear at the television screen. The judge asks them questions, and they can hear the judge. They can hear the proceedings going on. They answer. In some cases, their lawyers were at the prison at MCI Norfolk. In other cases, the lawyers were in the courtroom asking them questions. So it depends, I think, on the lawyer's preference, whether they think it's better for their client to be before the judge or better to be with their client in the prison. So it was very strange and surreal, really, as to how this is all taking place right now.
It sounds exactly like that, but in a way, how could it be anything but surreal, because if we could take a quick step back, this is because some 34,000 cases could have been affected or may have been affected by Annie Dukin when she was at the state drug lab. And so this is one of the ways in which the state's trying to handle what to do with these cases. But let me ask you, of those that you saw, they're not being retried, are they?
No, they wouldn't be retried yet. Some of them might be retried. It depends on the circumstances of the case. Many of them might actually be retried. The defense lawyers are asking for new trials because of the evidence. But there are so many. There are 27 cases today alone. What the DA is hoping to do is get through 180 cases in Suffolk County alone in the next 2 weeks. And these special sessions are set up all over the state. Meghna, they're in Western Mass, they're in Worcester, they're in various places. This is just one example of how the state is trying to make good on this. As you said, 34,000 cases, 60,000 drug samples were believed to have been tested by Annie Dukin in her 9 years at that lab.
Wow. Deb, I've got to ask you, you have been in this business a long time. You've covered all sorts of issues, a lot of criminal justice. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Nothing. It's absolutely fascinating to watch how this is being dealt with and how the state can handle this kind of a scandal and a big, big mistake.
WBUR's Deborah Becker was at Suffolk Superior Court today witnessing some of the first cases being tried in special session regarding the ongoing scandal in the state drug lab. Deb Becker, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And stay with us. Up next, how should we measure success in a 21st century knowledge economy workplace? An argument to measure and embrace results rather than hours worked. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.